Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about mobile broadband.
Right.
It's pretty important for rural Minnesota.
Yeah, mobile broadband is the next big thing after regular broadband in the home. It of course, is what you use on your smartphone and or your tablet if you mm-hmm. have a cellular connection, and it pretty much allows people to do broadband from anywhere.
And you know, you think about the applications for that. You know, obviously there are plenty of entertainment and fluffy things out there that people like to consume, but there's also educational stuff out there. I mean, if you're going to do a webinar, for instance, and the only thing you have to work with is your tablet or your iPhone, mm-hmm. you'd better have a pipeline that's robust enough to be able to continue to, you know, get that streaming video, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And I was looking at a study that was released this week, I think, by Connected Minnesota, which is monitoring broadband around the state. And it was a survey that they had done on mobile broadband. And of course, we found that rural was, again, behind metro mm-hmm. Minnesota. And that stands to reason because, you know, there are plenty of places in the state where you have a hard time getting a cell phone signal.
Right,
you know,
let alone getting broadband.
Yeah. And and the education thing is important. I had a very interesting conversation with a woman who called me up the other day who lives just outside of St. Clair, which is a little town about 7 miles outside of Mankato. And she wanted to know what kind of broadband solutions might be viable for her because the phone company doesn't offer data out there. The cable company doesn't serve her because she's outside of the city limits. And the thing is, her daughter's high school had given all of the students tablets to use for school, but they don't have broadband at home. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what can they do? And we talked about, you know, her daughter stays as late as she can at school mm-hmm. to use the Wi-Fi there. And we talked about, you know, sit in the parking lot, things that a lot of people are doing all over, you know, rural America just to be able to get broadband. And mobile broadband is looked at as a solution to rural issues, but it has problems in itself, and that a lot of the cell phone companies have data caps, which can make it very expensive when you go over.
Right.
And so it's a solution that still needs to be worked out, but it might be give some hope for people in rural America who are still looking for broadband.
Well, and there are other commercial applications as well that, you know, that utilize broadband mm-hmm. for transactional kinds of things and
right.
whatnot. And more people are doing those kinds of transactions with their mobile device.
Absolutely.
So it really is important that gets worked on and that solutions are found. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.